pair of cheeks.
When Andrea Barber grows up, she's going to publish a newspaper. But then that's what she's doing right now.
Kids are going to freak when they see this.
Roger. Chris Stahl wants to pilot a jet plane. In fact, he's already flying one. And when Hakeem grows up, he's going to be a record producer. A child with an Apple II computer quickly learns there's no use putting off until tomorrow what you can do today.
Hello, and welcome to Coldcast, the best 30-plus minute album conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Arifon Elijah. Joining me today, by this time next week, he'll be on a beach in Portugal, oiled from head to toe, and wearing his standard-issue Coldcast Speedo. Lewis Wallace is here.
Yeah!
I can't wait to see those pics.
Me too. Also with us, he's got the sexiest legs of any Apple journalist I've ever met. Buster Heine is here.
Oh, talking about my thunder thighs?
Leander thought I was going his direction.
That's what I did. Whoa.
Also joining us, you'll find his many Apple books at a Barnes & Noble near you. Often under the legs of wobbly furniture, Leander Caney is here.
Hello there, everybody.
He finally got his internet working. Oh my, or I should say his microphone working. If only I could have recorded the last 30 minutes of pre-show and bottled it up, it would have been a precious gift to us all. It was the best 30 minutes of pre-show we've ever had. But we couldn't record it because Leander, in true form, decided to install Mojave on his production machine. Which I'm sure you did, what, immediately after the keynote, within mere moments.
I went in a day or two.
You did what, a day? How patient of you. So we're trying to figure out why his microphone isn't working, and then Lewis has the inkling, wait a second, what operating system is Leander using? Sure enough, he's using Mojave, which is not compatible with our recording software. So, how are you liking Mojave so far, Leander? Was it worth delaying the show for an hour to use?
This honestly is the first glitch I've come across so far.
Is that it doesn't work with microphones.
Yeah.
I feel like that's always what breaks first, is whenever you install a new OS, it doesn't work with the operating system, or it doesn't work with the microphone or the recording setup that you have going on. So
I think it's a Chrome thing, to be honest, not the microphone.
Okay, well, if Leander suddenly disappears midway through the episode, you know why. We're not even going to stop the show. We're just going to keep going without him because we don't have time to get his microphone working again. So here's what we're going to do this week. As promised, we're going to talk about all of the hidden iOS 12 stuff that wasn't talked about on stage but was actually pretty cool. One of them got a lot of buzz this week. It was a big story. People were very excited about the iOS 12 UI tweaks that let you interact with apps as they're opening. I know that doesn't sound exciting. When I first read it, I didn't think it was exciting. But then I saw it in action, and I was like, ooh, very titillating. And I think this is going to be something that actually changes the way we interact with iOS 12. We're going to talk about all that. Before we do, let me say thank you to Squarespace for supporting this episode. Everybody needs a website these days at some point in their life. Maybe you have a physical or online business. You want to sell products or services online. Maybe you are a college senior. You're getting ready to find yourself a job. You want to show potential employers all the skills that you got in college. Like, you're really good at keg stands now, good at hanging out at Starbucks. Those are the kinds of skills that you need to promote online. Well, if you need a website, squarespace.com/cultcast is the place to go. Squarespace is the easiest way to get a beautiful website up quickly. And you can build a website all by yourself, manage it all by yourself with no help from anyone. Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful templates created by world-class designers, powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online. Now with Apple Pay integration, built-in search engine optimization so people can actually find your website, 24/7 award-winning customer service. So if you get stuck, there's always a person there to help you. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. You build one site and it looks great on any device that visits. Check it out. Start a Squarespace website, squarespace.com/cultcast. Play around with it, build a site, see how you like it. If you want to continue your service after the 2-week free trial, use code CULTCAST at checkout. You'll get 10% off your first purchase. Plus, if you get a year of service, you get an additional discount plus a free domain name at squarespace.com/cultcast. cult cast. Leander, I just want to bring up real fast, I'm hearing some mic rubbing. I don't know if you're rubbing your schlong against your microphone again, but just keep that in mind.
You're not going to put that in the show, are you?
No, definitely not. I would never put that in the show. Can you rub your microphone on your earbuds? It switched back. What? It switched back to that mic.
I'm using like a, you know, like a set of, you know, earbuds.
Oh, okay. All right. So just be careful not to rub your mic too much.
I'm holding it against away from my face.
Okay, perfect. You got some stubble, I can tell.
Yeah.
You're looking very mannish today. Like, I can hear it rubbing across your face. Normally, that's what I hear Buster doing. But,
I look more like, I don't know about mannish. I think Steve Bannon is the word you're looking for.
Okay, Buster, tell us about this hot story, this iOS 12 tweak story that got insanely high on Reddit this week. I couldn't believe how highly upvoted this story was. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool.
It is really cool in slow-mo because iOS 12 is super fast. I just downloaded it today and wow, super impressed.
Wowie?
But
super impressed?
Wowie. Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, just that it's fast and stable. Like my phone hasn't crashed yet today, so that's cool on the first beta. But yeah, so there's a new tweaks that lets you interact with apps as they're opening. I think there's four different things. Like you can basically close an app right as it's trying to open if you open up the wrong one. You can also start, like if you open up the Photos app, you can already start scrolling through the photos as it's opening as well. Oh, you can swipe as the app is closing. You can swipe over on your home screen to other pages. All of it kind of sounds dumb, like you're saying, but it's just those little things that save you a little bit of time.
I thought the being able to launch an app and immediately start scrolling through it, like the example that I saw in that video from WWDC was a guy launches the photo app, and while the app is launching, he starts scrolling through his photos. I know this is kind of hard to visualize. We'll link to the video so that you can see it for yourself, because when you're explaining it, it's not easy to picture in your mind's eye. But I thought that made it look really actually useful. Have you found that these features are noticeable in any way? Because, you know, apps open and close so fast, it feels like you wouldn't really have time to interact with apps before they're done loading.
Yeah, I was trying to do the Photos app one, and I can't because it just opens up so quickly.
So you can't even scroll.
This story is nonsensical. This whole conversation is complete nonsense. Because how can you start scrolling through photos if it hasn't already opened? I mean, by definition, it's open, right?
Did you watch the video, Leander?
You need to watch the video, Leander.
No, I haven't watched the video. But
exactly.
This is like a guy who tells you the movie that you like really sucks, but he's never actually seen it.
But isn't the logic of it? Doesn't it make sense? You can you open the app and you start scrolling through photos before it's even opened. How can that be?
Because I mean, it fades in. It animates in. So it allows you. So the idea is your iPhone is now always ready for your input. It's waiting and willing to obey to your input. And even before the window is launched, you can start interacting with it. And I know it's weird to describe it, but once you see it in action, there's a video, it actually looks very useful. And you notice on iOS 11 now, when you open an app, there is like a split second, maybe a quarter of a second, where you just can't do anything with it. And who's got time for that these days? No. I mean, a quarter of a second.
Well, there you go. It's very Steve Jobsian, right? It's think of all those seconds we're saving. It's saving people's lives.
That's right. That's why I was so puzzled when I saw this voted so highly on Reddit. This was one of the most highly rated Apple stories of the week on the Apple subreddit, and I was like, really? This is the one that people were most excited about? People were jazzed about this feature. And then once you see the video, Leander, you need to go watch the video, hopefully not right this moment.
Oh, I know, why don't you put it in the show notes and I can
it's in the show notes. You can go check it out and people can see exactly what we're talking about. But this was a big story, and of course there are a bunch of other iOS 12 features that have come out as well, which we'll talk about in a second. But I forgot to mention at the top of the show, we are going to wrap up with an all new Under Review. I should have said that 10 minutes ago. So if you're already bored with this conversation and your finger is hovering over the stop button, you can fast forward through the rest of this stuff and just get to the end of the show where we telling you about our favorite new gadgets that we've been testing, what we like, what we don't. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so let's hop into some of these other cool features that weren't talked about on the main stage. First of all, this is a big one. This is one that I don't know why they didn't launch this earlier, because this is something that I used to do all the time. That is killing apps. In iOS 12, it's very easy to actually kill an app. So, you know, when you're on your phone and you have the card and you pull up on an app and you want to just kill the app on your iPhone 10, you have to press and hold the car, then you have to go and tap the minus button. In iOS 12, you just swipe up and it kills the app, makes it much faster. Another cool one, we talked about this last week, Apple is bringing gestures, the iPad or the iPhone 10 gestures to the iPad, which is great because that means you'll be able to swipe up from the bottom of the screen to go home. You can swipe over on the bottom of the screen to change apps without having to press the home button. Because, you know, pressing the home button, it's one of those things that, again, it takes like a quarter of a second. But in our busy day and age, who's got time to do that? Modern conveniences make or break a device. It's going to make the iPad much easier to use. Here's another big one. Face ID now supports a second face. Well, Apple calls it a second appearance. But I think we discovered that it will actually let you add a second face in iOS 12. So I think the idea is if you spend half your day dressed up in a ski mask visiting your local banks, like Leander does in his off time.
I was going to say, why would you want an alternative appearance? What possible scenario?
Okay, I've got the perfect one. I have a friend that used to work at Costco, and the guys at Costco, when they work in the food court, they have to wear beard nets. He had a big, beautiful red beard. It was glorious, and it was such a shame, but they made him cover it up with a beard net, possibly one of the worst pieces of clothing you could ever make a man wear. He had to wear a beard net so his long red beard hairs wouldn't fall into the Costco pizza.
you don't want a hairy red pizza, do you? How do you know that messed with Face ID?
Well, if you have your beard covered up all of a sudden for half a day, wouldn't that mess with Face ID? I'm just presuming that it would because it's expecting you to have a certain set of facial features and it learns your facial features in increments. But if you all of a sudden cover up your beard, I'm guessing that'd throw a red flag. But with iOS 12, you can create a new appearance that will allow you to look different for part of the day and still unlock your phone. But
do you think...
I guess we've learned that you can actually have a whole other person's face and use that to let someone else into your phone. What's up, Leander?
Well, okay, so yes, I was just thinking, I just wonder whether, what about makeup? Wouldn't makeup be a more likely scenario?
So if you're dressed like RuPaul for half the day, that's actually a great example. Yeah,
I'm thinking for our female friends,
But it does 3D mapping. Yeah, you would have to have a lot of makeup kicked on to like change the contour of your face that drastically, right?
Right. So I say you're right. Yeah, you're right. It's actually the.
It's not about the way you look. Yeah, it's about your facial structure.
It will compensate for drastic changes in your appearance throughout the day.
It already does it through glasses.
Does it? See,
yeah, it will give you glasses. Yeah,
it's supposed to work through some glasses.
Never.
But what about
if
you're wearing
me.
Like a bike helmet or something? Maybe that would throw it off. I don't know. I'm guessing. Clearly, there are a lot of people who look different throughout parts of their day, and they wanted to be able to unlock their phone without having to type in a passcode. So all of us, we don't have to wear masks, and we don't have to disguise our identity. I know Leander likes to wear makeup occasionally, so maybe this will help you, Leander. But if you don't have a drastic look, this might be something that you can use just to let someone else. Maybe you want to let your wife into your phone, right? Because it was nice with Touch ID, you could give someone else access to your phone with their fingerprints, and they got rid of that, of course. And now you could give someone access with their face, which would be handy. Okay, Lewis, what else you got for us?
Well, related to that, when it does fail, which when Face ID fails, now you're going to be able to retry it. Swipe up to force it to try again instead of entering your PIN. And you guys saying, it already works. Where it doesn't work for me? When I don't have my glasses on. Even after all these months and months of doing it, wake up in the morning, look at my phone, doesn't know who I am. Every time, or middle of the night, every time. So having the ability to force it to do it again over and over, I think that's going to make it more useful.
Well, maybe, did you do it when you had your glasses on? Maybe you should do it without your glasses and then try it.
I don't remember exactly what I did, but I think I did both of these things back, because at the very beginning, it didn't work that well for me at all. But it's pretty damn good now most of the time. It's just the glasses thing still seems to throw it off. Lying on your side in the bed, face is half smushed. What?
Well, right, maybe because your face is all puffy and red,
You never know.
It could be that, yeah.
You've got that old morning face. After a night of darts, heavy boozing.
It's very possible.
Okay, what else you got?
Let's see. New Siri voices are coming in iOS 12. They've got, South African and Irish accents in both male and female versions. Seems like a great thing. I mean, anything they do to make Siri more attractive and useful is welcome.
Those are great accents, too. Hey, I have the Irish one installed on my phone. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Siri, good morning. Aye, top of the morning to ya.
Oh, my God.
Good morning to you, Siri. Oh, yeah, great morning. You guys like that? Sounds good, huh? They really polished that.
Comes that was the awful. Irish Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, right.
Oh, please. They love it. They love it when you say top of the morning to them. I know some Irish people. They get a kick out of it. Sometimes they ask me to say it.
I know. All my Irish friends love it when you talk about Lucky Charms and leprechauns.
Hey, you know what? I never said anything about Lucky Charms. That's racist, and I think that you need to retract that. I would never talk about Lucky Charms, although Lucky Charms are delicious breakfast food, you have to admit. You know what accent I love, though? I do love South African accents.
Yeah, love that accent.
Very sexy accent.
My wife uses the Australian male Siri voice, and he sounds pretty buff and cool. I don't know. I think it might be just that it's an attractive sound. Should I be worried?
Is it? Cause, does she like the Thunder Down Under?
I was literally just going to say that.
The strippers?
As far as I know, she's never been to that, but I cannot promise that that is the case.
Does she make you take off your shirt and wear cufflinks?
And no a bow one's tie, gonna, right, when he serves dinner.
Nobody is going to request that.
She's trying to make you practice bouncing your pecs. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good look. Okay, what else you got for us, Lewis?
Let's see. There's also going to be they're boosting the amount of battery info that you get in iOS 12. When in iOS 11, I think is when they started giving you a little bit of battery info. Now they're going to give you tons of info about exactly which apps are using exactly how much of your battery. I'm not running this, but I've seen some videos of it. And if Leander would please stop touching his ears.
Oh my gosh, Leander, stop touching your mic.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it. I wasn't aware.
You gotta like tape it down or something.
Stop
okay, I'm
it.
Holding it away from my face.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you hold it away from your face.
Pulling a full buster here, huh?
Sounds like you have a little mouse chewing on something over there.
Yeah. So anyway, these new battery info features, they got graphs, they got all kinds of things. They show you exactly how much. Anybody else hear that? It's killing me.
Yes.
Right. I just took a business card from your desk, Lewis, and I've jammed it between the microphone and my face to hold it away from my face.
I'll be rubbing against your business card.
Is it not doing any better?
Right now, it sounds fine. Okay,
sounds great at this very moment. Okay, continue, Lewis.
So these graphs in the new iOS 12, they make the old battery info look really rudimentary. I don't know where it's probably. I bet this is related to the data that they're using in screen time, which I think we're probably going to talk about a little later. But, it's pretty awesome. You know, you look at it, you see, I spent 3 minutes looking at Twitter. And, I think
three. Well, 3 hours.
More like 300, yeah.
It shows detailed information about, like, how long you picked up your phone, how long the battery has been, how much the battery has been spent in any particular app, you know. And it's just something like... Which, Twitter, it used this much of your battery while your screen was on and this much of your battery while the screen was off. So that's really pretty, I mean, I don't know. It's
I can't wait
detailed,
for that,
right?
Especially on my iPad, because I think my iPad battery is pretty much dead. My iPad runs so slow now.
Once you start looking at it, then you can say, oh, wow, look, this app just constantly is burning down my battery. And, you know, then you could go in and say, hey, don't let it access location services at all times. Don't let it do this at all. You know, it just basically is giving you more power to control how these apps work and how much of a hit they inflict upon your battery. So it seems awesome.
Okay, Leander, take us through a selection of these features here, would you?
Yeah, okay. So you can now do passcode transfers. So anytime you're using an app that sends you a text with a login code, messages will now take you directly to the app and plug in the code. You know, it's not a huge feature, but it'll save you a few extra taps.
Okay.
There's faster access to FaceTime. As part of the group FaceTime calls update, Apple has added a quick shortcut in messages. Just tap on a person's name, and it'll bring down a shortcut to start a FaceTime call instead of taking you straight to their contact info page.
Very useful.
Yep, and there's QR code scanning. If you find yourself scanning QR codes a lot, you can now add a shortcut button for it in the control center, which I can't see myself doing, but I'm sure if people... who scans QR codes? But anyway.
I scan them every once in a while.
Well, it's more popular like in Japan, right, in other countries, but here I don't know if it's really taken off.
No, it hasn't taken off here.
But I think that was because Apple didn't support it for so long, and now it's native, so maybe it'll take off.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Because, you know, you have to download a QR scanning app, right, to scan a QR code?
Exactly.
Here's a more useful one, I think. You know, is that you can actually, if you 3D touch the camera app icon, it'll bring up the QR code button. That seems more useful to me. But then, of course, you've got to remember it's there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And 3D touch will soon be gone, according to the rumors.
Yeah.
So just as
QR codes take off.
Exactly.
Because Apple added it. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, Buster.
Oh, dude. Password security. It's gotten way better with iOS 12. Oh, my goodness. So, like, if you try to use the same password for the same website, iOS 12 will warn you that you're reusing a password and suggest a strong password for you to use. So, which is, you know, if you're using all Apple devices, there's kind of no reason for you to not use iCloud Password Keychain or whatever that is, where it syncs all of your passwords. So that's pretty nice. Also, Apple Music Search, that's been improved so that you can search for lyrics. If you can't remember the name of a song, but you remember the words, you can do that.
I actually tried that.
Did it work?
Does it work at
Hopeless.
Oh, really?
That's what I suspected.
It might have been the weird, you know, I was searching for some old Roxy Music songs, so maybe that was the reason why.
I'm guessing it's got to be a popular song, possibly.
Yeah, does bring it up. You can see it. I mean, it would be useful. The other problem is as well, what if you can't remember the lyrics?
Well, then you're truly hopeless.
You can hum it.
I can't remember the title or the lyrics. I don't know what else you do. You got to hum it to Shazam or something.
Yeah, I want one that you can hum it by. You know, you can
use Shazam for that.
Could. Yeah, and Shazam's tied into Siri.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work either. I mean, if you just don't listen to that song, Leander. That's the way that works.
Well, I got a song stuck in my head today. Da da, closer, wah wah, closer. You know that song?
You couldn't find it based on that information alone that you just hummed said the one word of? I'm shocked.
Impossible to believe that I didn't find it immediately, but there you have it.
Okay, Buster, what else you got for us? Was that
it? Oh, there's a new screen time widget. Like what Lewis was talking about with the battery stuff, like telling you how long you're in an app, the screen time widget also tells you information like that, showing how long you've been in an app, how long you've been using your phone, how much time left you have, because you can set your meter for however much time you want to spend on your phone a day, and you can view that all from the lock screen.
That's also super handy. Cool. I will probably actually use that one. Here's a big one if you are a criminal and belong to a criminal organization. So Apple has added extra security so that you can disable the Lightning port on your phone. And if it's gone an hour without being unlocked, you can set it so that your phone will disable the Lightning port, which will prevent brute force hacking attempts that, as far as I know, only the FBI and police police are using. So this is going to make it so that they can't use like those, what are those machines called? Gray keys?
Yeah.
Something like that. They're these security machines that law enforcement used to break open iPhones, and police departments all over the U.S. have been buying these things because they can actually unlock your iPhone. Well, now Apple is shutting off access to the Lightning port, so your phone will basically become a brick after an hour not being unlocked. So, you know, I'm of two minds on this. I think this is great for privacy, but I am also like, well, how are police supposed to get into some criminal's phone if they need to get into it? I don't know. I mean, there's a whole conversation that we could have about this, but it is interesting that Apple is taking this additional steps that they're going to make phones immune to brute force unlocking, which if you're a criminal will be a great thing.
It's an interesting debate, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've had this conversation before, and I don't think we have time to do it again right now, but it's very curious that Apple's being so serious about it. Siri just got smarter. Well, maybe not that much smarter. Now you can ask Siri questions about celebrities, which I'm going to do all the time, food, motorsports, and
racing
stats.
When's Leander's new book coming out? Try it.
No, not even it knows that. in order for it to know, you would have to know, right?
I don't know. Maybe it knows better than me.
It's not a prophet. Can't tell you the future.
Yeah, it's like, as soon as Lewis is finished writing it.
Maybe you should ask it when your book should come out. Maybe it can help you with that. Animojis can wink now, along with a tongue detection. You can wag your tongue around. Your kids are going to love it. And now Animojis can also wink better. Favicons and Safari.
Kids, what kind of messages are you sending to your kids?
Well, that's, you know, it's fun to wag your tongue around at strangers that you don't know. Oh, like
poking your tongue out.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Gene and Simmons is going to love it.
Who's that?
Gene Simmons. You ever heard of him?
Oh yeah,
Chris.
I don't know if it has support for his level of tongue though. I think it's a tongue between 2 and 3 inches. I don't think his tongue is going to be covered. It's going to short out the phone. Favicons and Safari. We talked about that. Those are little colorful icons that are supported in tabs now. Leander, why don't you rattle off these two and then we'll wrap up on these because I feel like this
home.
Might be getting bored. Yeah, people
okay,
might be
yeah.
getting bored
so
with these.
You can secure passwords are much better. Safari web browser and iOS. It will suggest strong passwords when new ones are needed. Now it extends that to third-party software, so in apps. Turning on low-power mode used to mean disabling Hey Siri, but in iOS 12, you can now use Hey Siri mode when you're trying to conserve as much battery as possible.
Okay, this was one. Well, there's a couple of good ones that we'll wrap up with. So first of all, now you can activate your flashlight with Siri. You could say, "Hey Siri, turn on my flashlight." And it will say, "I'm sorry. Did you mean to locate your flashlight?"
Yeah, no, that's right. Not I was going to say flashlight.
That's not what I meant at all, Siri. I don't even have one of those. So why would you think that? It's gross. But I think one of the other cool ones, this might be my favorite one in all of iOS 12, is there's basically a spy mode now in iOS 12. So this isn't meant to be a spy mode. It's meant to turn your iPhone into a assisted listening device.
Like a remote microphone.
Yeah, well, if you're hard of hearing, well, let's say you're in a crowded restaurant, right? Because some people have a hard time focusing in on one voice in a crowd. It's actually a common type of hearing loss a lot of people don't know that they have. So if you know that you have it, you don't want to wear a hearing aid or something, you activate this mode. It's called Live Listen in iOS 12. You slide your phone across the table in a restaurant, and then you put your AirPods in, and the phone will amplify that person's voice so that you can hear them more clearly. But let's say you want to know if this girl has a crush on you and she's talking to her friends in a room and you're like, uh-oh, left my iPhone in the room. I'm just going to go in the other room and spy. I would never do something like this. This sounds like something that El Caney would probably do. When he's trying to date Tracy. Actually, this does sound like something Tracy would do, doesn't it?
Yeah. She's probably got multiple iPhones planted all around.
Placed all throughout your home to make sure no one's saying anything she doesn't like. Well, you could totally use this as a spy device, and I think people probably will do this at some point. You just leave your iPhone in a room, put your AirPods in, and you can go in the other room and hear everything that's happening in that room. That's pretty cool, right? The kids are going to have fun with that one. Okay, that is all of the hidden iOS 12 features that we thought were cool. Man, that took forever. I'm sorry. Was that boring? I felt like that was entertaining when we started, and then towards the end, I was like, we got to wrap this up quick. Everyone's hitting pause, and they're bailing out to go listen to like the Windows podcast. Okay, before we move on, let me give a quick thanks to Eero for supporting this episode. My friends, if you're still using some old, funky, clunky Apple AirPort Extreme or AirPort Express single router, you need to upgrade your game. If you have dead spots in your house, if you can't read the news on your iPhone in your bathroom because it just doesn't work, you need to upgrade your router game. What you need is a distributed system from Eero. Whatever your Wi-Fi needs are, Eero has the power to seamlessly blanket your home in fast, reliable Wi-Fi via Ethernet, wireless, or any combination thereof. You simply set it on a flat surface or plug it into a wall outlet to expand coverage into any room, not to mention with the addition of a third 5 gigahertz radio, the second generation Eero is now tri-band. That's what you want. That's the good stuff. And twice as fast as its predecessor, which will let you do more in every room of your home simultaneously. And with the addition of a new Thread radio, Eero can now connect to low power devices such as locks, doorbells, and other sensors. Meanwhile, there's the Eero Beacon, which is half the size but is even more powerful than the original Eero. Whichever model you choose, if you get stuck, Eero's incredible customer support is there for you. You can call and get a hold of someone, a Wi-Fi expert, within 30 seconds, but I don't think you will ever need to do that. It's unlike any router that you've ever used. You know, you have to like go in to the IP address via your browser and you look at some ugly UI. No. The Eero system, all polished, flashy, nice to use, intuitive, all via an iOS app. You'll never want to go back to those old, crusty web browser days, configuring everything in some ugly UI. No. Now, we've talked about the advantages of using Eero versus traditional Wi-Fi before. With traditional Wi-Fi, you get great Wi-Fi in the room where the router is. The Eero units communicate with each other and create a blanket of Wi-Fi all throughout your house, eliminating dead zones. All the rooms where you used to have problems, maybe you had low bars, or maybe the internet just went slow, totally gone. You'll have great, fast, reliable coverage everywhere in your home, especially if you have a large home. Here's what you should do. If you're ready to upgrade your Wi-Fi, make it faster, better, stronger, head on over to Eero.com, E-E-R-O.com. See what they have to offer, and if you decide to place an order, you can use code CULTCAST at checkout. You'll get free overnight shipping in the U.S. and Canada at Eero.com, E-E-R-O.com. Select overnight shipping as the shipping option, and then enter CULTCAST at checkout. Okay, let's wrap up with an all-new under review. This is the segment where we talk about the stuff that we're currently using, what we like, what we don't. We got some very hot picks this week. Does anyone want to go first?
Ooh, caliente. I could.
Okay, Buster, what do you got? You always got something good.
I don't know if this is good. It's probably not good for anybody but me, but I got a giant battery from the people at Anker, A-N-K-E-R, and it's called the Powerhouse.
The power out. Sorry, go ahead.
Basic, it's just like a giant battery. Like, it can recharge your iPhone like 25 times, your MacBook like 7 times. It has like an electrical wall socket thingy on it, so I can recharge my drone. Basically, it's like, yeah, it's just a giant car battery that you can take around wherever
insane,
you want.
This thing's insane, dude. Look at this thing. It's huge. It looks like a boombox.
Yeah, yeah. And I carry it around with me sometimes while I'm charging my iPhone. Do I look ridiculous? It doesn't matter.
On your shoulder? Wait, you put it in your back pocket or something? Or what?
No, have you ever I carry it. No, it has a handle on it, so you can just walk around with it. So, you know.
Well, hold on. This thing convenient. Has way more than, like, US. It's got, what, four USB outlets on it?
It's got like, AC the cigarette outlet. Charger thingy.
It's got everything you could possibly. Well, this is like a apocalypse device. This is what you'd carry around and power like your entire household.
Or if you're van lifing it, you know, like
if you're living in a van down by the river,
and you need to recharge stuff overnight. That's a pretty awesome solution. So that's what I've been using it for.
It's actually a lead acid battery.
Is it really?
That's what it says. Yeah.
So it must weigh like 5 or 50 pounds. How much?
I think it's 15 pounds, which isn't too
bad.
Wow.
Moly.
Perfect for hiking trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
I would never take it on a hiking trip.
It says that you can plug your medical device equipment into it, and there's a lady lying here in like a breathing mask or something.
You
holy
know,
moly.
I don't know if I would trust it with that, but, you know, you could.
You forgot to mention it's $500.
Dude, woo. Power ain't cheap, man.
I guess not. Portable power ain't cheap. The power. I like the name too. The Powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds very aggressive, and I like things that are aggressive. Okay, the Anker Powerhouse, meant to power your sleep apnea device or your iPhone, your call.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go next. Let me grab it here. You know what? I'm not afraid to admit I love mice. Don't you just love a good mouse, Leander? How it feels in your hand.
No.
You grip it.
No.
The curvature, the body, the slides, the movements. Well, I do. I love a good mouse. And I've got the Logitech MX Anywhere 2S mouse here. It is a wireless mobile mouse. And it's one of the best wireless mobile mouses that I have gotten my very large muscular hands on. You know, the mobile mouse market, there's a lot of crappy mice out there. There aren't very many good ones. And what I like about this one is, A, it feels great in your hand. Two, it's sexy as heck. I'm looking at it right now. It's got all the right curves. It's got buttons. They're very well placed. It's got a forward and back button. The scroll wheel, very nice. It's got a nice texture on it. The mouse feels robust. And it's also an Anywhere mouse, so you can use this thing on practically any surface. I haven't used one where it doesn't work. And they call their laser the dark field, high precision tracking technology. And they say that you can even use it on glass. I don't live in the 70s, so I don't have a glass table to test it on, but I'll take them at the... Do you have any glass tables? Maybe I should send it to you, Liz. I don't have any glass tables in my household.
We got rid of them.
Although it has worked great on white surfaces, and that's been a problem for me, is a lot of mice don't work well. My desktop is white. Don't work well on white surfaces that are highly reflective, and this one does. It works on both Windows and Mac, and one of the things I like about Logitech mice is they have a little... selector switch on the bottom, so you can plug in a Logitech unifying receiver into, you know, two different computers, and then you press a button to switch between the two different computers, so you can use one mouse with multiple computers. Plus it has Bluetooth, so you can, you know, just use it via Bluetooth and not have to have a dongle plugged in at all, which is super handy. So it's a highly versatile mouse, and again, if you need a mobile mouse that's actually precise, that will work on any surface, because, you know, when you're mobile, you just never know what surface you'll be working on. This is a great one to consider. It's $75. It's the Logitech MX Anywhere 2S wireless mobile mouse. Yes, it's a long title. Long title, small mouse. Who wants to go next? Later, what do you got?
Okay, so it's a fast charger.
Oh, yeah.
By our friend Spigen. Mm-hmm. And it has a weird name. The Essential F306W.
Rolls right off the
wireless,
tongue.
I know. iPhone wireless charger. And it's about the size of a coaster. Will charge, you know, some phones. It's a fast charger, so it'll charge some Q-enabled devices at 10 watts. But for the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 8, it charges at 7.5 watts. And what I liked about it was actually, it seemed to me quick. I have another one, a Samsung fast charger, and it seems to me that it's much quicker than the Samsung one.
Huh.
I'll have to actually test it out when I do the review. But I plop my phone down on it. Every time I plop my phone down on it, you know, I go back and pick it up, and it's actually, you know, powered the thing up pretty well, pretty quickly. It seems like it's as fast as plugging in a lightning cable. I was actually impressed. I was really surprised the other day when I plunked it down. I left it for, I don't know, maybe half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. And it was nearly powered all the way up. I was like, you know, whoa, how did that happen? But it's you know, a really unobtrusive design. It's made out of aluminum with a black rubber textured top. So it's not ugly. It you know, it kind of sits quietly out of the way, and it's quick. I liked it.
And what model number did you say it was again? The F306W.
Essential F306W.
That is a very odd name. I'm looking at it right now though, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Unfortunately, it says it's out of stock at Spigen, and they just sent this to me, so I'm surprised. You know, maybe it's available on Amazon.
This is one of the most understated, sexy wireless chargers I've seen out there. A lot of them are kind of chintzy and plasticky, and this one, it seems like it has the design aesthetic of a MacBook Pro.
Yeah. Well, it might have been working fine so far, and I like it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you can't buy it. So,
well, maybe by the time people hear this, it will be be available again. We'll link to it in the show notes. Okay, Lewis, take us home.
Yeah, I finally got my hands on these IQ Buds Boost earphones. These are made by Nuheara. I talked with these guys a long time ago when they had their first generation earbuds on Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something, I can't remember. But the whole idea behind these things is that in addition to being regular earbuds, they're also assistive hearing devices.
Huh.
So similar to what you're talking about with the Live Listen feature in iOS 12, I suppose. I mean, it's that same kind of thing. Like, here's a little boost for your hearing, right? And I've only started using these things. I only started testing them just in the last couple of days. And, you know, they sound good using them like regular earbuds. I have not actually ventured out of my house into a loud, restaurant or bar or something where that kind of thing. I mean, that's sort of what it's aimed at, right? Like exactly what you were talking about before. You're in a restaurant. It's one of those hip, trendy restaurants. Everybody's chattering and everything's loud as can be, and you can't hear the person sitting right across from you. And when I demoed the first generation of these things, it was really kind of amazing. I mean, we're sitting in a really incredibly loud pub in San Francisco at lunchtime. It's packed to the rafters. And I mean, it was difficult to tell what we were, you know, to converse. And you put these things in and it's like you've got like kind of a cone of silence around you, and you can hear what the, you know, the people at your table are saying.
Really? How weird.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I'm very curious to try it in more situations. They've got, you can pick like, there's an app in there that you can pick like four different settings or, you know, scenarios, right? One is an airplane, which I suspect, you know, really drowns out all the noise around you. One is workout, so you get, you know, a mix of, you know, your music or podcast or whatever you're listening to and the outdoors, so you can tell, oh my God, there's a car bearing down on me. I think they have restaurant. They have, you know, you can also just turn it out and use it as like a total, like no processing like that. But so all this is like pseudo hearing aid type technology. The guys behind this used to work at hearing aid companies, and a company that did some kind of hearing in like industrial settings, right? Where you've got these really loud machines, but you still need to be able to talk to, you know, the person next to you, right? So they've got some pretty serious audio engineering chops behind these things. And this, okay, there's two models. One is just called the IQ Buds. The IQ Buds Boost, which is one I've got, actually has a hearing test function in it. So you put them in and it walks you through the same kind of hearing test that you get at an audiologist, you know, where, you know, you hear a little beep, beep, and then you tap the app and say, okay, I heard that, whatever. So you go through that, and I haven't even finished going through this. It takes a while, you know, 10 minutes or something, and oh, who has 10 minutes in a row? At the end of that, it supposedly, makes suggestions about how the EQ should be set, whatever. So I'll talk more about it later after I have more chance to really dive into it. But so far, it looks pretty interesting. I could imagine like bartenders, for instance, using these, right? You're standing there all night straining to hear what somebody's saying. You can't hear a word because it's just so damn loud. You know, plus you could be sitting there listening to music. And, you know, they basically look like any kind of these sports earbuds that are out there now. I mean, they're about the same size as Jaybird Run, if you're familiar with that product, which is a good product. They look, you know, they don't look like a hearing aid. They look like you're listening into tunes. They don't look like AirPods. They're the more of like, I don't know, like a bean shape, right? They fill up your entire ear canal, and part of what it's all about is you got to get it seated really tight in your ear, you know? So in that way, it's different from AirPods, but I think it's a promising product. It's kind of expensive. The Boost costs, I think, $500 list. Wow, that's a lot of money. The regular IQ Buds, I think, are only $300. Frankly, I don't know exactly how much of the difference is, like if it's all a software difference or if there's actually some kind of hardware difference as well. But, you know.
It's really interesting, actually, though. If you wore these in a loud environment, to have them cancel out all the ambient noise and be able to focus where your hearing is pointed, I guess, you know, if someone's trying to speak to you in a loud environment, you can actually hear them, but just by sitting there, that would be pretty cool. Especially, like you said, if you were a bartender or something. Now, I would imagine if you're a bartender, you're not going to wear these because they don't exactly look cool. And most bartenders are trying to look cool. That's like half the job, is you just, you know, got to stand there looking cool and shake drinks at people.
I don't think they look that weird, actually. I mean, they look kind of just like regular earbuds, don't they?
Yeah, they look like large earbuds to me. They definitely look cooler than like a hearing aid would. I wonder how many people buy these and they try to do the hearing test and like, oh yeah, these don't work, and they return them. They're like, no, they work fine. You're just deaf. These are broken. They don't actually do the hearing test. He's like, no, they actually work perfectly. You're just totally deaf. Okay, is that it? Is that all we got?
I think so.
Could that possibly be all we've got?
I think so. We should. I was looking at the clock here, and I'm like, wow, we didn't even go an hour and a half, so I wasn't sure. But all right, let's go ahead and wrap it up there. That's all the Cultcast we have for you guys this week. If you're interested in any of the products or the stories that we talked about in this week's show, there's links to everything in the show notes. You can check those out. If you want to say hi to us or talk to us about any of the stuff that we mentioned, you can come say hi to us on Twitter. I'm at Airfawn Busters BST3R. Lewis is at Lewis Wallace. Leander is at L. Caney. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30-plus minute album conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the Cultcast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening. And we'll see you guys next time. I guess we won't all see you next time. Lewis, you'll be gone.
That's correct.
And then Leander will be gone the week after that. Leander, right. Are you going to the beach?
We are for a few days, yeah.
Oh, nice. I gotta make sure we get you your standard issue Colcast Speedo.
Okay.
You gotta make sure you wear that everywhere you go. I mean, not only is it very comfortable swimwear, but it's a conversation starter, it's very fashionable.
And it doubles as a do-rag, too.
And of course, the sequins are always a big hit.
Can you send me a cult cloth, actually?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll sell you some. I'll fashion you a pair of
cult cloths.
Have you already sold out?
No, I got some here for you. Cult cloth. Oh, nice. What do they call those things that like cavemen wear?
Loincloth.
Loincloth.
Oh.
The cult.
The coin cloth.
Cloth. Wow, what are those? Swimmer, those are beautiful. Thank you. They're my coin cloth.
It's got a picture of Buster on it too, does it?
Ooh. Of course, right on the front. Right where your kibbles and bits go.